Donkey of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitch.
You can call me the donkey of the day, but, like, I mean no harm.
Yes, donkey of the day for Monday, April 12th goes to Joe Gutierrez. Am I pronouncing his last name right? Joe Gutierrez?
Gutierrez.
Gutierrez. He is the police officer accused of using excessive force during a traffic stop in Windsor, Virginia. First of all, we saw the video, okay? I hate having to use the words accused for things that we all saw. Saying he's accused of using excessive force still creates doubts in the brains of some humans who don't want to accept the fact that there's absolute systemic racism in law enforcement, that a large majority of law enforcement officials have an implicit bias towards black and brown people, and it results in situations like this, okay? Calling him accused, all right, saying he's accused for something we all saw is a slap in the face to our intelligence. And once again, you know, they get the benefit of the doubt, a presumption of innocence, even though they are on camera, that we don't get for nothing, okay? Now, if you didn't want to be triggered this weekend and you avoided the video, I totally understand. I didn't watch the whole thing my damn self. Had to turn it off. It's too much, okay? Because as a black man, I cannot watch that video without immediately putting myself in that situation. And the way my anxiety is set up, I can have a panic attack just watching this brother's trauma. So let me explain to you what happened. It's really simple. A police officer in Virginia confronted a uniformed black army lieutenant at gunpoint and pepper sprayed him during a traffic stop. Would you like to hear some of it so you can hear how ridiculous this all sounds? Well, let's go to WVEC ABC 13 for the report, please.
It's the traffic stop getting national attention. An Army second lieutenant is suing the Windsor Police Department after he says a traffic stop turned violent. Now the town of Windsor is responding to calls for transparency.
On Sunday, the town of Windsor revealed they conducted and completed their own investigation into the December traffic stop with Army second Lieutenant Caron Nazario. The investigation shows that department policy was not followed and disciplinary action was taken. Officer Gutierrez, the man responsible for pepper spraying Nazario, was fired from the department. Windsor police also implemented additional training back in January following the investigation. Now the Virginia State Police has been called to conduct a separate investigation. The town of Windsor did not release any information involving the second officer, Daniel Crocker.
Can we hear some of the actual traffic stop? Do we have some of that?
It's only myself. Why are your weapons drawn? What's going on?
Get out of the car now!
I'm serving this country and this is how I'm treated?
Yo, what? Guess what? I'm a veteran too. I know to obey. Get out of the car!
What's going on?
What's going on? You're fixing to ride the lightning, son.
I'm honestly afraid to get out. Can I
ask you what's going on? Get out now!
I have not committed any crimes.
You're being stopped by traffic violence. You're not cooperating at this point right now. You're under arrest for, you're being detained, okay? You're being detained for
a traffic
justice.
Violation. I do not have to get out the vehicle. You haven't even told me why I'm being stopped.
That's f***ed up. That's
f***ed up. Out of the car now.
I don't even want to reach for my seatbelt. Can you?
Take your seatbelt off and get out of the car. You made this way more difficult than it had to be.
Oh, he made it way more difficult than it had to be? He did? America is the most fake patriotic country in the world. Citizens of this country don't really love America. Y'all love the idea of America, not the reality of America. I really wish America would just admit that freedom, liberty, and justice is not for all, okay? I really wish they would just admit that when they said we the people, that wasn't inclusive of all people. I mean, it couldn't be when black people were labeled three-fifths of a human in those same documents and were looked at as property, not people, okay? For white folks, it was we the people. For black people, it's we the property. Okay, and that systemic racism has invaded every single institution in the country, but probably no place greater than law enforcement and the medical system. So much so that regardless of what race you are, when you have that blue uniform on, you become what you may have once hated. Okay, and regardless of what uniform those of us in the lower caste system have on, we still get treated like niggas. Okay, do you realize how ridiculous this video is? Okay, let me break it down in terms of cartoon so you can understand. Imagine Chief Clancy Wiggums in the Springfield Police Department from The Simpsons doing something like this to Duke from G.I. Joe. You can't even imagine that, right? Exactly. Not to mention, these are the same people who probably feel Colin Kaepernick was disrespecting the military by kneeling during the national anthem. Well, guys, okay, this is why Colin kneeled. And if taking a knee during the national anthem is disrespecting the flag, then please tell me, what is pepper spraying a second lieutenant in the Army during a traffic stop considered? If you ever needed proof that America truly doesn't give a damn about its veterans, active or otherwise, man, this is it. Okay, I've gotten on this radio and said a million times, if you serve this country, you should never want for anything. You should get free room and board. You should get the best free health care. You should be able to get a free education at any university in this country whenever you want. You should be tax exempt, okay? You should get a stipend every month to take care of expenses like bills, food, etc. If you are a military veteran who has put their life on the line for this country, you should be treated like a goddamn royal. Okay, at the least, you should not be standing around begging for change. And at the least, you should not be pepper sprayed while you are in full uniform. If they do that to this brother Karan Nazario, then our black asses don't stand a chance, okay? And I know y'all racism apologists will say, why didn't he just comply? Why was he resisting? I'm so sick of y'all acting like, number one, I can't question the police when I'm pulled over. Yes, I want to know why I'm being stopped. And two, y'all, and by y'all, I mean you racism apologists and police officers, have you ever had a gun in your face? Have you ever just had a gun pointed at you? Not only a gun in your face, but a gun in your face by someone that you can't just defend yourself against, okay? Anyone other than a cop pulls a gun out on me, I can pull mine and defend myself. I can't do that against police officers without facing severe consequences and repercussions. Okay, severe consequences and repercussions that they would never get. Okay, but y'all acting like having a gun in your face is normal. You got a gun in my face and you giving me commands and I'm shook because of all other times I've seen and heard of people getting killed by police. Sorry if I can't hear you over me myself. Okay. We keep acting like these are random incidents. We keep acting like police officers don't understand the power they possess. They say if we just comply, if we just obey, everything will be fine. Listen to this brother, Karan Nazario, attempt to explain to the officers that he's scared, and rightfully so. Listen and then listen to their reply.
What's going on?
What's going on? You're fixing to ride the lightning, son.
I'm honestly afraid to get out. Can I?
Yeah, you should be. Get out.
I don't even know what the hell he said in the beginning, okay? He's talking like he's from Asgard. Did he just threaten his brother with lightning? What did he say? Play that from the beginning part again.
What's going on?
What's going on? You're fixing to ride the lightning, son.
What the hell is he? I don't even know what he said.
You're about to ride the lightning, I guess, meaning they about to get, he about to tase him.
Well, who is he, the officer of thunder? What the hell is he talking about? You about to get hit with lightning. Okay, I don't know what the hell he's saying, and I don't have time to figure it out when you have a gun in my face. But when I tell a police officer I'm scared, and the cop replies, you should be. Well, I definitely heard that. I definitely understand that. And once you say that to me as a police officer, what is there to discuss? This sounds pretty non-negotiable to me. Sounds like former officer Joe Gutierrez has his mind made up, and I'm probably about to die. Okay, now Joe Gutierrez has been fired, and Karan Nazario is suing, saying that the officers violated his constitutional rights. You think, okay, and I know that he will win, and I pray that he wins, but this officer being fired doesn't seem like enough at all. He needs to be arrested and charged with a crime. The Windsor Police Department fired him, and they said that their policies were not followed, okay? Well, being that their policies were not followed and this guy went rogue, then I think that's assault. All right. That should be assault with a deadly weapon. That's a crime. Pointing and presenting a firearm. That's a crime. He should be charged. OK, his pension should be used to pay whatever civil suit Karan Nazario wins. That's why abolishing qualified immunity is so important, because if you get rid of it, now you can directly sue police officers and other government officials. Imagine if you could sue these nut ass police officers for damages in civil court and it came out of their money. Money they currently have and their future pensions. I guarantee police officers would immediately start moving different if the consequences to their actions were losing their pensions and prison time. But as it currently stands, nothing happens to them when they do stuff like this to us. There is a quote about veterans I read once, and it was, "The willingness of America's veterans to sacrifice for our country has earned them our lasting gratitude." Is this what lasting gratitude looks like, America? Because to me, this looks like, oh, this is the mother effing thanks I get. Please let Remy Ma give Joe Gutierrez the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
I have no idea if I was pronouncing anybody's name right in that whole
thing. I don't think you were, but you tried. That's the best thing about it.
You know, God knows my heart, and y'all know the story.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.